Okay, this will be take three of my podcast about bubble baths. This is Tiffany Black, by the way. And, well, I got a funny story to tell you about takes one and two. Take one, I actually had everything all. It was actually the first time I was going to make bubble baths, and I was actually going to do it while recording, and I got the whole thing done very nicely. And while I was running all the nice filters in Gold Wave, I managed to invert my brain somehow, and I hit Alt FC instead of Alt CF, and managed to close the file without saving it. Made me a little bit mad. So, take two, I sat down here just now and did it again. And did a very nice rosehip jasmine scented bubble bath and forgot to press record. So, spent 15 minutes talking to myself. So, I'm sure it is recording, and I hope I save before I run filters. Just to be sure. So, anyhow, here we go. Bubble bath. This is a powdered bubble bath. I'm getting out first 3/4 cups of citric acid, which is powder. Now, where did I put my other measure? I don't exactly have a 1/4 cup right at the moment, so I'm using a, there it is, tablespoon 4 times to make a 1/4 cup. Anyhow, while I am measuring, I'll tell you what I told you last take. I heard Larry saying that he would like a tour of my rose garden, and I will do that. But I'm going to wait until June because right now my rose garden is very boring. It's just been uncovered a month ago. So all the leaves are, or all the branches are completely bare. No leaves. Hasn't even started putting out little green stubs yet. So, this would not be the best time for a tour of my rose garden. It would be very boring. So, I will be doing that rose garden tour, but I think it will be in June, because in June it'll be full bloom and very, very interesting. Alrighty. We have our 3/4 cups of citric acid. I am now getting out my sodium lauryl sulfoacetate. Hey, I've said it right 5 times now. I think I'm getting to be able to pronounce this. Okay. And I'll try not to inhale this, but I make no guarantees because it's very fine powder stuff. This is what makes the foam in bubble bath. There's, and we're doing 1/4 cup of this. Two. Three. Four tablespoons makes a 1/4 cup. Okay. And now we need baking soda. And remember, the baking soda and citric acid are kind of like soda and vinegar reaction. Makes fizz. Okay, so now I need 1 1/4 cups of baking soda. So we have 1. Two, three, four. Okay, there's the 1/4 cup. And here comes the 1 cup. Now, this recipe will make around 3 cups, maybe 4, a bubble bath. You only need 1/4 cup per bath. So, here we go. Okay, now I've got my baking soda sealed up. I'm going to put in 1 cup, of Epsom salt. So, there we go, 1 cup of Epsom salt. And that does it for dry ingredients. Next thing I do is I get out my scented oil. And this time I have picked gardenia. I had dewberry the first time, and then I did gardenia, or I didn't do gardenia last time, I'm doing gardenia this time. I did rosehip jasmine, very nice smell, last time, and I am now doing gardenia. Let's see here. That 1 teaspoon of scented oil. And we will now close the lid on that. And put in our color. And let me think, what color do I feel like making my gardenias? I know gardenias are usually white, but I think that would be very boring. Well, no, actually, I think white flowers are pretty, but I'm going to color this just because. Oh, this guy is messaging me, is making me hungry. He's talking about prime ribs and banana splits and, ugh, I'm hungry. Okay, let's see. You know what I haven't tried yet? I got a sample of gold coloring from Brambleberry. I think I'm going to do it. Slightly unconventional color for bubble bath, but why not? Whoops. My purples are trying to come out of their sack. There we go. There's my gold. And I'm just going to put a few drops of gold in because I don't really need a lot. Since it's only going to be just sort of a tint. There. There you go. Okay. Now, I mix it together. It has a little bit of a scent to it. That's interesting. This will make a very interesting bubble bath. And what it will come out feeling a bit like is about the texture of laundry detergent, I'd say, when it's all mixed together. There. All right. And I'd say it's very nearly mixed. And I actually, the first time I did my podcast, had a bucket of hot water in here, and I threw a scoop into the water. I'm now actually mixing with an ice cream scoop, because oil and plastic spoons don't seem to agree. It turns the plastic spoon into a very sticky mess. Okay, so anyway, I threw this ice cream scoop full of bubble bath into about 2 inches of water, and I came out with some very nice, thick, creamy foam. Probably got an inch and a half of foam up on the top of the water. So we're talking some pretty nice foam here. Okay, that will do it, I think. Tomorrow I will be back to do a podcast on the tour of my house, and we'll go around the outside of my house, and I'll introduce you to some of our funny pets. We have four cats, very, very distinct personalities, if cats could have personality. Oh, thank you.
Instant message holding.
That's okay. See you in a minute. Huh? I have paused. Oh, well, if you and Mom and Dad want to look at it, that's cool. It's actually easier for me to do it online, so. Thanks. Yes, my sister just came in with a Jackson and Perkins rose catalog, which doesn't do me a whole bunch of good, so I said that she and Mom and Dad can look at it if they like. Anyway, so I'll introduce you to the cats and the dogs. We got two dogs, and well, I might introduce you to the turtle, but I think all she'll really do is blow bubbles at us. Anyhow, and I won't introduce you to the mice because I'm kind of mad at them. they don't deserve to be introduced anyway. So anyway, I am going to go and package my bubble bath, and I think in a little while I'm going to enjoy some. Bring in my book and finish reading about the life and times of the Wicked Witch of the West. So anyway, I'll do that podcast tomorrow about tour of my house, and then eventually I'm going to do one on the Treglix web builder, which is pretty Jaws friendly except for one little part. And I will see if I can't get that podcast to work. Anyhow, take care and have a good day all, and talk to you next time. Oh, I guess I should give you my contact information. Email is tifflblack@earthlink.net. The same as good for MSN. My Skype is Tiff L. Black. Talk to y'all later. Bye.